Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're talking about one of the most athletic guys in all of WWE. You're talking about one of the brightest personas in all of wrestling currently. Man, he is a multiple time tag team champion, one of the longest reigning tag team champions of all time. He is a King of the Ring winner, which there's only been so many dudes in WWE's history. There's 22 to date that have won the King of the Ring in the rich history of WWE, and he's one of those guys. He is one of the co-founders of the group The New Day. Man, he is the one, the only Xavier Woods, man.
How about that?
Yes, man. Yes. Hey, man, I've wanted to do that for so long.
Well, I appreciate you did a great job.
Oh, man, I appreciate
it. I was going to say, was that promo worthy? Could you see him on the mic in the middle of the ring introing you to the ring at WrestleMania?
Oh, was he not on a microphone in a diamond-studded suit in front of people right now? I couldn't tell.
Oh, man, it's something like that, man. But if you ever need, you know, a Paul Heyman character or somebody to, ladies and gentlemen, I introduced you, the best-looking man in WWE, Xavier Woods, then, hey, man, like, I'm your man.
All right, perfect. Go text me the number. We're good.
All right, Xavier, so like, as I said, I'm kind of a born-again wrestling fan. I watched it a lot in my youth, and thanks to Peacock, I'm now able to watch all the old Attitude and Ruthless Aggression era, all that WWE back then. And when I watch it, I get very nostalgic. So I'm just curious with you, when did you start watching WWE and professional wrestling, and when and how did you know that's what you wanted to be, a WWE superstar?
Just weird. I feel like we get asked this question. I hear people's answers and they're so good, and they have these moments of like, oh, this match really got me into wrestling. Like, I don't remember a time where I wasn't into pro wrestling. It's just always kind of been in my DNA. It's just always been there. And so it was never really a question. I always wanted to do it. But as far as, you know, in first grade and the teachers going around asking everybody once they want to do, and me saying, oh, well, I want to be a pro wrestler. And, you know, you're in first grade. People get laughing at you. That's ridiculous. You can't do that. Like, you just said you want to be an astronaut. What are you talking about? This is very confused. Why can't I do this? And so once I kind of came of age and it became a time where we've got to start selecting traits that are going to help us in adulthood for the job that we want. I said, yeah, I seriously want to be a pro wrestler. And finding out, you know, what it was at that time, I said, hold on. So you're telling me that there's a job that I can have as an adult where I can put on shiny pants, fight with my friends, and someone's going to pay me money to fly around the world and do that in front of hundreds of thousands of people for a career? I don't understand how you would want to do anything else. So it's always just kind of been in my head, like, this is the only option. This is what I want to do. And if I don't do this, I don't know what's going to happen. So it became like I needed it. I had to do it. And so that's kind of just been the drive. So sorry, there's no specific moment. It's just always kind of been in me.
No, man, that's perfect. And now I'm definitely regretting my choice as sports radio host after you just laid it out like that. Fighting with your friends across the world, shiny pants. Of course. Sign me up, too.
Man, hey, I think we all kind of, we all want that. I trained to be a pro wrestler for a month and a half and figured out very quickly, like, yeah, this probably isn't going to work very well for me. So, you know, for the ones that do get to do that and do get to live their dream, man, that's awesome, man. Hey, Xavier, I wanted to ask you, man, so as somebody who's involved in gaming and we all see your ring attire and we know, so you're very into cosplay. How do you see those two things intersecting with your wrestling career, and how do they enrich your like overall experience?
I think that I got very lucky in being able to find that I have not one, but two passions. A third, if you're counting bass guitar, which I found during the pandemic, I love it. But I think that they work very well together. So my love for video games is essentially a love for being able to take a step outside of the real world and go to this different virtual land of mystery and antagonists and protagonists. We see good versus evil. We see stories play out. But then when you look at professional wrestling, that's exactly what people go to professional wrestling for as well. So I feel like I've just always been very involved with wanting to hone in on the creative side of humanity and what your imagination can do for you. I never wanted to let that go. So to be able to be involved in wrestling and video games, that parallel is so visually strong to me that I've been trying to do everything that I can to make sure that everyone else can see that Venn diagram is literally just one circle. It's not even two anymore.
All right. So, because I've been going back watching all the old Raws and pay-per-views and SmackDowns. And by the way, Friday Night SmackDown here in Portland,
right,
April
here.
7th.
I'll be there.
Man, we'll get to that in a bit. But as I watch all these old episodes and all these great matches, it makes me wonder, Xavier Woods, who was your favorite wrestler? Maybe two or three that were your favorites growing up as you were watching it.
Too Cold Scorpio was my guy.
Yeah.
Was the man. I saw him for the first time in WWE at the time. He was Flash Funk. I said, hold on. What is this man doing? He's just coming to the ring dancing. But then when he got into the ring, this guy is, I don't know what, like 235, 240, if not 250. And he's able to do all of these things that I'd seen like Rey Mysterio do. And I'm like, wait a second. And then I found him in ECW as Too Cold Scorpio, and it was even more footage and more crazy matches. I fell in love instantly. I was like, this is my wrestling idol. I want to be like him, because I saw the landscape as a lot of guys and girls who come out and everybody's angry, everything's dark and brooding, and just like from the moment you hear the music, I'm mad and I'm going to beat you up. It's fine. That's fine. But if you have 3 hours of that, that's really boring on a variety show. And so seeing somebody who had the personality of a Too Cold Scorpio, who goes, I can come out and dance and do all this ridiculous stuff, and then when the bell rings, you still take me seriously as a competitor, and I'm extremely agile, I'm extremely technical, you can't say a bad word about me. That, to me, is the perfect mix of the ridiculous aspects of wrestling and the technical and violent aspects of wrestling. And to be able to put them together in a cake that tasted so good, that was the goal for me at that point. Once I saw him, I said, this is what I have to do in my own way. And I think that we found that with New Day.
Wow, man. Speaking of New Day, I wanted to ask about something very specific. So SmackDown will be here in Portland on April 7th. But I also wanted to ask that April 7th is a very special day for the New Day, because it was WrestleMania 35. Where Kofi Kingston won the WWE Championship. And I wanted to know from you, because that was a really emotional moment for me, and honestly for a lot of black wrestling fans across the world. So I'm asking for you, as your boy, as your friend, what did that moment feel like to watch Kofi Kingston win the WWE Championship?
It was unreal, and I'm forever grateful that I had the chance to be standing at ringside while that was happening. Especially like not knowing what's going to happen, obviously believing in Kofi that he has the ability to win and that he's going to do it, but not knowing and feeling that raw emotion right there next to the ring. You've seen it.
Absolutely.
I'm an emotional guy. I can't hold it together when I feel it for real.
We
you
were
know?
Crying with and you.
I saw a bunch of people tweeting like, in this picture, I'm Woods, just like the crying, the tears streaming down my face and stuff. But it's because there's a part of me there's a part of all of us in pro wrestling that are still fans. We wouldn't do this if we weren't fans of it to begin with. So to say that once you become a pro wrestler and you're on TV, you're not a fan anymore is ridiculous. So that part of me that was a fan, that was the part of me that wanted Kofi to win that so bad. The kid that watched Kofi Kingston jumping around, doing all this stuff, winning those titles, being an inspiration to so many of us, that part of me was watching in the crowd. And then the part of me that's the performer who's there as his equal, as his peer in the same group, that part of me wants him to win so much as well. So those two coming together, like early adult me and that current adult me coming together and like being able to like hug and be like, hey, man, it happened. It happened. And we got to be a part of it. I don't know if I'll ever feel like another emotional like relief like that again. That was the most incredible thing that I've ever experienced in wrestling.
Well, I mean, Rashad said it, like he was crying with you. He was there in that moment. And again, me, I know about modern day wrestling and I hear about it from Rashad. I hear it from my friends. And so I watched that video and I know that moment you're talking about. I've seen The Rock in those moments. I've seen Stone Cold. So when I watched that video of you three and Kofi getting the belt, I know exactly what you're talking about, those emotions that come through. And on top of it, it happens at a WrestleMania. That's happening here tonight, WrestleMania. Speak to the fans about just how it's the biggest event in WWE. I mean, how could you hype it any more than that? But I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, this is the biggest event of the year. And what surprises me about WWE is the fact that WrestleMania constantly tops WrestleMania.
Right.
And I don't understand how that keeps happening. But when you look at it, you see the rotating cast of players. You see the rotating cast of cities. You see the rotating sets that come out every year. There's always something that is going to hook people, and it seems to hook them more than the last one did. And to be able to continuously grow like that into what I believe is, it's a fact that it's the largest traveling show since there's no more Barnum and Bailey that goes around the planet. And it's on 52 weeks a year, and the fact that we can put on a show that's as big and grandiose as WrestleMania, it's kind of absurd. But then you double it up with the fact that it's in Hollywood this year, and then you triple it up with the fact that people in entertainment are starting to understand how difficult professional wrestling really is on the bodies and the minds of the people that are a part of it. And they're beginning to respect that even more. Now, all of these A-list celebrities are coming to WWE. They're coming to WrestleMania to watch because they understand, oh, this isn't some offshoot of entertainment. This is entertainment in its purest fashion, the last form of Shakespeare in the round. We are able to do things that literally no other athletes, no other actors, no other performers, no other entertainers on the planet are able to do. And we do it in an improvisational manner. So if you add that to the mix, there's just so many aspects of pro wrestling and WrestleMania specifically that are so good. And I just hope that if you don't have the chance to go to LA and watch it in person and be there with the hundred thousand people that'll be there, I hope that people get a chance to watch it at home and they go to a WrestleMania party and you feel that energy with somebody else. Because as fun as watching wrestling is by yourself, it's great. But watching and feeling those emotions with other people around you that are going through it, that's what WWE is. That's what WrestleMania is. So feel it in that way.
And the one thing that's special about WrestleMania for me is post WrestleMania. That Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania are usually amazing. And on April 7th, right here in Portland, Oregon, SmackDown will be here. The SmackDown after WrestleMania. Xavier Woods, for those who have never experienced SmackDown, let alone the SmackDown after WrestleMania, what can fans expect?
It's honestly, I'm going to be honest, it's a complete mess of the best kind. Because you think about this, the Super Bowl, there's no game the next day. They take months off, and right, then they come back with that first game. With WWE, we have WrestleMania, we have our Super Bowl, and then it's not game one that next week. It's playoffs, day one.
Right.
We're right back in it. So that's when so many surprises happen, because there are men and women who feel like they should have had opportunities at championships at WrestleMania. They should have been fighting this person or that person. So what happens as soon as Mania is done, all those people start knocking on the door and everybody's got to pay up who's got a title, because everybody on the roster wants a shot. None of us care that you just had a 30-minute banger at WrestleMania. It's the next Raw. It's the next SmackDown. Okay, now it's my turn. I'm coming for a shot. And so when you've got people feeling like that, they all want a shot at the crown at all times. Especially that first one after Mania, the energy is unreal. So do not miss that.
He said it best. You know, WWE, they come to town, but this is a Friday night SmackDown post-WrestleMania. I can't think of a bigger time that the WWE has came through town. Maybe Rashad can, but I sure
can't. I cannot.
Can't.
There has never been a time.
So make sure you are there. Xavier Woods, WWE superstar. Man, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Have a great match out there on Friday night. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.